What's good, Kalima Cam family? It's your girl Kalima, and you are officially locked in with the Kalima Cam podcast. Yes, where I'll be spilling the hottest Hollywood tea, then cooling you off with my words of wisdom. This is where pop culture meets wisdom. This is Kalima Cam. What's up, you guys? Welcome to another episode of Kalima Cam. If you're listening on the podcast, hello. If you're watching here on YouTube, what's good? I am here with my girl, Kira Renee. How you feeling?
I'm good.
Yes.
I'm excited.
She invited me to NoHo, you guys. We are in the studio right now. The studio is so lit. We're like in a little nook of the studio that has like a beach backdrop with cash money on the floor, like real money, real $100 bills. I'm like, I don't know where she got me, but she got me somewhere with somebody with some money, which is where I'm trying to be, because we're talking about success today. So I'm trying to like get here. I need my own home studio looking just this.
This is cute,
this
right?
Makes you feel like you're in a home studio. Yeah. Yes, manifestations right now. Okay, so we wanted to talk about the top five reasons that you will be successful. So if you're watching this, you either already see yourself as successful and you want to make sure that you're going in the right direction, or you have no idea where to start, but you know for sure in your life that you want to be successful. Which, me and her, we are successful journalists, we're bloggers, but we are still learning as we go along, and we found some highlights that have continued to help us throughout our careers. Kira is a blogger, like I said, red carpet host. She's an entrepreneur. She just launched her new line, which I'm loving. The two-piece, the black two-piece that says...
Oh, the self-made, self-paid.
Yes.
I'm going to get you one. I didn't have time. Yeah, I need to bring you a set. I'm going to get you one.
I've been wanting to, like, I've actually teased a little bit of some of the shirts that I've come out with. I have a note section in my phone of, like, different words that I would put on a shirt or different sayings that I would put.
Oh, the one. Just one that you don't mind throwing out there.
Okay, mind your perception.
Okay.
Mind your perception is, like, so important to me, and I think that the shirts, especially when people like see you walking around, it's a conversation piece, but it also gives them a different image in their head, or gives them a different just distraction from whatever their perception is at the time.
Like for me, like even with like t-shirts, like girl, I put anything on a shirt that I think is gonna make somebody feel uncomfortable.
See, I don't, for me, words are so important that I wouldn't intentionally try to offend, but definitely get your attention.
I do want to offend, because the thing is, like, if I can offend you, I can make you think. Mm-hmm. And if I can make you think about something, then I can make you change your mind about something. Because it's like my sister, I gave her the shirt, and the shirt says, I'm not loud, you're judging me. Mm-hmm. And I wanted her to wear it because I feel like there's such stereotypes.
Yes, it is.
That black women are loud, black women are angry. And if you can walk past a black woman who's wearing a shirt that says, I'm not loud, you're judging me. And you've always had that, you know, that stereotype in your
Absolutely.
Mind that black women are loud.
Absolutely.
Now you're going to look at her like, oh, shit, maybe I have been judging this woman the whole time. Like my surviving black Hollywood shit.
Yeah.
I was in an elevator wearing it with three white people.
Oh, wow.
And the son goes to me, he's like, hey, I like your shirt. And then the dad was like, if you don't mind, like, what does that mean?
Wow.
And I was just like, well, I was like, you know, like, everyone's doing this whole surviving R. Kelly, and it's like, it's not about surviving a situation. It's more so us saying, we're not going anywhere. You're gonna have to survive us in Hollywood, because black Hollywood is on the rise. Whenever you think of you had to survive something, it's like, it was a travesty. But
right,
it's like, no,
right.
This is a movement.
The power of words.
Yeah.
So that brings me to this is no specific order, but one thing that we definitely wanted to talk about as a reason to become successful and reasons that you are on your way to success is branding.
Yeah.
Like having a brand, knowing a brand, whether it's a materialistic brand or you yourself are a brand. Like me, I'm Kalima Cam. I am a brand.
You are.
And so I'm very careful as what I become the face of and what I put out there as I'm representing, you know.
I've seen women who actually have their own clothing brands
mm-hmm.
who post more about their fashionable outfits than they do about their own lines.
Wow.
And I'll be like, yo, I thought you have your own, like, boutique online. Why are you not wearing your own stuff?
Yeah,
why
right.
Like, you should be repping your own stuff.
Yeah.
I get it, they're sending you free stuff, but now you're cross-branding yourself
yeah.
because you had your own brand and you, like, kind of their brand has superseded your brand. I forgot you even had your own brand.
Don't forget about what you already started for yourself. Don't get so sucked into the money, into the exposure,
into the of free something else.
Yes, and yes. Like, even being in Hollywood, like, we get free clothes sometimes, but if I was paid to wear them clothes, I would never forget why they came to me in the first place. Yes. Because I know how to do clothes. I know about clothes, you know. I guess don't be a slave for the check, but also remember to work your social media. That was another thing about branding, is like, social media is so important to have, especially if it's a visual brand.
Yeah, I'm horrible with social media, y'all.
Know the right people for social media.
Yeah, get your team stacked out, because social media is a whole business within itself, right? It's like running a business, running a brand, and then running social media. Social media is a whole nother brand and business on its own.
Find inspiration. Find like the pages that you like and that you think are closer to what you're trying to show as yourself and show as your own brand. Like, get inspiration from them and stay on it, but make sure you know someone who can execute that if you know that you can't or you don't have the time to, because it is time consuming.
Yeah, or dedicate, like what me and one of my friends do is on Sundays is the days that we go shoot content with each other.
Okay.
So it's like,
schedule.
Yeah. If you can do something where, okay, every Sunday from this time to this time, we know we're going to get 4 different looks done for each other. We're going to go to this part of town, that part of town, that part of town, and we're going to shoot for each other, with each other. Yeah. Now, if you guys don't know how to shoot, I mean, fortunately for me, I have a background in journalism, so we
iPhone.
We know how to use cameras, your phones, portrait mode is your best friend. Like,
bestie.
You can literally get a perfect photo if you put that thing in portrait
mode. Do you think websites are important now that they're social media?
Websites are important because that's where you have to drive traffic to, because, like, essentially,
social. If it's a product, but if you're the person,
you have
of your
to drive
brand,
traffic to your page.
But I don't go to anybody's website.
It doesn't matter, but the thing is this.
Except unless I'm shopping.
If social media crashes and you don't have any, you weren't creating a database through your website, right? The website is really just there to house the information. So you should have a email list attached to your site, and you should be collecting the emails and the names of all the people who are following you.
Wow.
Because essentially, if social media crashes, you no longer have access to your 1.3
million
followers.
Social media is low-key your slave, because
yeah,
that's
if
what you have to
if
work
you can't
for
talk
now
to your people outside of social media, and the way that you're going to do that is funneling them to your website to get their information.
Like, what's your website?
KiaRenee.com.
There it is.
And imakeshit.com. Or no, it's actually imakeshit.net.
Yeah. There's people who buy domains and sell them and make money off of it.
There's another girl with my same name. Yeah. She had like 25,000 followers.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, ooh, let me hurry up and buy this before she realizes that she needs this. You know,
another thing I was going to say about social media is following those people. If you are inspired by someone,
follow them.
But go to who they're following and see who they follow and see who they are connected with and connect with them. That definitely helps.
I do that because it's like my social media, I don't follow anything that does not inspire and motivate me. My timeline is only full of entrepreneurial content. Like,
what are you looking at and scrolling every day?
Like, literally, I'm only Forbes. Like, I'm only view. I'm not seeing ass cheeks.
Yeah. Well, we got to sprinkle a little, you know what I'm saying? Megan Thee Stallion, no?
No, I mean, I just actually followed her. I just followed Megan Thee Stallion.
She just got to follow.
Yeah, I just followed her. No, literally. I ain't going to lie. Like, I just followed her. But I was just, because I was just like, I just love what she's doing as a human being. I love
for me,
the energy
that
she brings.
For me, it's the fun of it.
Yeah, like, I love the energy that she has, and I feel like her energy is contagious.
Okay.
So, therefore, I want to follow her for her energy.
For me, it's more of an entertainment aspect.
Yeah.
They don't directly connect who I am. I don't connect with that. I've never even been to a strip club.
Oh, you're wilding, girl. I have. See, that's... Girl, you need to knock it off and we need to throw somebody at you.
Well, I'm from Florida, so my standards are high for female dancing, too.
Oh, well, my standards
East Coast
are low.
In general.
I'm from Cali. I don't need too much. Girl.
Networking. Another one is networking. Obviously, having a team, knowing who's in your team, feeling a good vibe between them, but making sure that you're getting out there and meeting with people. This is our first time ever being on camera together, but I've seen her at a lot of events. I've seen you around. I know that you're always working. She has a very similar brand, or at least inspiration. We follow the same people. So, networking, and it doesn't mean that you have to always make a strong connection from the first time, just introducing yourself and being consistent. Yeah. How is it for you with networking? Like,
well, I'm very, like, people don't realize it. I'm super shy. Like, I don't actually like talking to people.
Karen Civil.
But I have to. Like, you know.
I was just saying Karen Civil's quote. One of my favorite quotes is, I'm an introvert operating as an extrovert. I don't consider myself an introvert. I love, like, talking.
Like, I love talking. Like, if a camera turns on, I could.
You're ready. Right. Like, you know how to turn it on.
If I have to, like, be in an event, you would think I was, like, literally, like, so. But then once I leave the event, girl, I go right back to this.
I love being home.
Like, I love being at home, but
I do go out
and network, and like I was telling you, every time I go and network, I get a new client. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally, I have the gift of gab, and I literally
And you'd be surprised who you connect to who turns out to be a millionaire later on, or who turns out to start, like, really big things, or connect with really important people that you want to connect to, and just because you were nice to that person or careful, that's another thing. Be careful, because at least in LA especially, it's a small town.
Very small.
So, you know, your reputation is everything, and always being respectful.
Yeah, and I've never, even for me, like, it's a very small town, and people are very, I mean, in the world in general, things are sensitive, so sometimes you may not always be able to end on perfect terms with every single person.
Right,
but I always say just end things amicably and respectfully. Like, I never end any type of situation on, like, some da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Because you never know, like, later down the road
right.
who that person could mm-hmm. become, or who's going to know that person, or that person is going to be in a situation where they have control of your fate.
Even interviewing on red carpets, there's times where I wish I would have asked a certain question, but I know I'm going to get another the chance, because I know I'm gonna see them somewhere.
Yeah.
Have you ever met someone, networked with them, it didn't fall through, or they, like, sort of stood you up, or
and then I seen them again, like, a week later
again.
And guess what I do? I say hi. You know, yes,
I say hi too. But then they act like they don't remember.
I don't care. I've had literally, I remember when I first started out, and I was young too, and I never understood it, but I had learned, like, oh, this is like Hollywood, I guess, or whatever. But I remember there was, like, an individual who would, like, literally always act like she didn't know who I was. Yo, like,
well, it's just a direct, like, it directly makes it seem like I'm uninterested in
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but then my friend was like, oh, Kira, don't worry about it. Like,
who cares?
This is how Hollywood runs.
Yeah.
She gonna act like she know you when she needs you. And I was like, all right, so this is how it works.
You
but
know?
It's like, I literally learned to, like, don't be offended by any of that
yep.
type of stuff.
You
and
have
just
to.
Keep it pushing,
you
because
have
at the
to.
End of the day, anyone who, any, if you're doing anything where you're trying to grow, be successful, some people are going to treat you however they're going to treat you on things that have to deal with them internally. It don't got nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
And how they're treating you is a projection of how they feel inside.
Next one, mentality.
Mindset is very important. I only say this because, and I always tell, like, the little visual. I used to live, like, in Bel Air. I slept on my cousin's, like, floor in her, like, pantry. Like, you feel me?
Wow.
And I remember I used to always be like, being broke in Bel Air is the worst place to be broke. Because, for one, you can't get up the hill. And if you have no money to get down, you can't go to events and stuff, because who's going to get you down 2 miles from, you know, from Mulholland Drive? Like, you know, like, who's going to bring me down and who's going to bring me back up? Remember, I used to cry all the time to one of my friends who would come up there and be like, I just don't know how to make money. Like, I'm so broke. I just can't do this. I don't even want to live here. But it's like, I got to live somewhere. And it's like, it's like, I'd rather be broken in downtown so I could just hop on the train, like, and go to where I need to get to.
Period.
And, like, you know, and I remember
a lot of successful people here in LA are still riding the train. And
oh,
I'm
riding. I don't care. If I'm, like, I'm literally, I will hop on the train from the valley because I hate traffic. And park my car at North Hollywood Station.
But everyone started somewhere.
Yeah.
A lot of people started there.
Yeah, but it's like, I used to tell myself that I didn't know how to make money, and I would tell myself that I was broke, and I would tell myself these things. So it's like, you're implanting those thoughts into your brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my friend would come around to me like, Kira, you know how you could fix yourself? Stop telling yourself you don't know how to make money.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, how about you start saying out loud, I do know how to make money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just in a financial rut.
See, the thing
you know?
Is it, and that's so important, the self-talk. I think we shoot out words so, like, carelessly, whether it's I love you, or I have an addictive personality,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, just, like, when you say that, you're making it even more real, but worse, you're accepting it.
You're claiming it.
You're claiming
it. If I feel sick, I don't claim it. And so I literally would, like, started just reshifting my words.
Period.
Like, you know what? I know how to make money. Of course I know how to make money. Like, you know.
How do I execute it?
How do I make the money? Then it starts coming up with, okay, what can I do to make money? What can happen? And I literally just started thinking, I'm like, okay, I braided hair my whole life. I know how to do hair. There's 3 hair salons in Westwood.
How do I expand from that?
Exactly.
Right.
There's 3 hair salons in Westwood. I went down to Westwood, walked in, and then I was like, I'm really good with social media. I went into the hair salon, and I met a lady. She's one of my mentors. And I was like, hey, you own 2 hair salons in Westwood, but I don't see you active on social media. I'm looking for a job because I really got to move out of my cousin's house up this hill in Bel Air behind us. And I was like, and I literally told her, I was like, I don't want to live there and I need to make money and I know how to run social media. I was like, and I can help your business get more traffic. You're right here in UCLA. Mm-hmm. I can run social media for you.
Girl, to me.
And guess what happened?
What?
Girl, she hired me the same day.
That's amazing.
And was like, you know what? I don't need you to run my social media, but I'm going to give you a job and I'm going to make you be a receptionist at my hair salon. She's like, oh yeah, and you know how to do hair? You in LA, or just in general, you don't need a license to braid hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a braider.
Right.
She's like, okay, you can braid hair in my salon.
It's so crazy. You don't
need
a license.
So boom, and within one day, now I have income, and I can start braiding hair inside of a salon.
Getting clients for,
you know. Girl, I set up a style seat in 2 minutes. Shift your mind.
Not being fearful.
Yeah. Shifting your mind mm-hmm. to think in terms of solutions mm-hmm. in terms of whining and crying and making up excuses, and the excuse is I don't know how to make money and that's why I'm where I'm
right,
at today.
Right.
But the excuse, that wasn't really what it was. It was just that you were not coming up with solutions. So once you start shifting your mindset to, okay, I do know how to make money because mm-hmm. obviously God wouldn't put me right
there.
There's
a way, make the first step. And maybe that first step wouldn't be her. Maybe it wasn't social media, but it was a shift to something else that could grow to social media. Or maybe it was for the reception job that grew to social media.
Yeah. You know? And I mean, it's like that reception job, 3 years later, has me in my own apartment, living by myself.
Gotta start somewhere.
Taking care of myself. And it's like, but before that reception job, I was crying every day, saying how I didn't know how to make money, sleeping on a floor where I didn't want to be. Shifting your thoughts into solution-based thoughts
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
are going to be the difference in everything that mm-hmm. you do. Just never giving up, like, mm-hmm. you know, because it's like,
yeah.
like, you know, you just do what you have to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, like,
Jump. Like me, I came, I've talked about it so many times. I came to LA with $3,000. I've been here for 3 years. Mm-hmm. I didn't know where to start. Started at a restaurant, Maggiano's at the Grove, meeting a lot of people, found out there's a lot of different side hustles. Most people here have side hustles.
Girl, there's
hundreds of thousands of followers known for one thing, but doing a lot behind the scenes. It's a hustler's life. And that's the entrepreneurial mind, you yeah. know, knowing that it ain't going to be one thing. If we trying to get to the hundreds, thousands,
now,
millions.
Now, one thing that I will say about this hustler's life is that this, don't get caught up in the hustle. Because I was just having a conversation with one of my friends, and she wants to launch a business. She's like, okay, well, I want to quit my job and I want to launch this business. So I need to create mm-hmm. a hustle that I can have to grow my, to start my business. And I said, no, see, that's where you need to rethink, because why would you quit a job to start a hustle, to start a business? When you could start the business and figure out what can I do in this business to make money.
Period.
To make this business
mm-hmm,
grow.
Mm-hmm. I always talk about the goals. Like you yeah. have to have a goal in place before you quit the job. Let the job
yeah.
let the job
because
finance,
like,
your goals. It's an investment.
You know?
You're investing that's going
just
to return.
Start that
yeah.
Because why would you fall into another hustle and be like, okay, now I gotta build this hustle to bring in income
right.
so that I could do this, when it's like, well, you were already working. That was bringing, that was a hustle.
Exactly,
like,
exactly.
So
invest in something that provides a return. Actually,
yeah.
the fourth one is investing.
Yeah.
How important is investing to success?
I travel a lot, and I do invest in traveling, because traveling helps expand your brand.
Yeah,
like,
it really does.
You know, like, you don't only want to be here in LA
yep,
or whatever.
Yep.
Like, you want
to
be
travel to
global.
Atlanta.
You want to, like, go meet other people in other markets, because honestly, smaller markets is where probably most of your money's at.
Oh my God, for sure.
Like, large markets are cool, but
yeah.
your money's in
and
a
they're the ones
market.
That want to invest.
They're the ones who want to invest, because basically, say if you're coming from a larger market and you go to a smaller market, they don't have the opportunity that you have in a larger market. Mm-hmm, so if you can bring opportunity to a small market, they're going to gravitate towards you. You know, like in anything that you do.
No, when you know your brand, then you know exactly where to invest and how to invest. You know, you have to know, okay, this is someone, like I'm speaking from sponsorships because being in media, that's one of the number one ways you get paid is through the sponsors. There's so many sponsors that wish they could have a plug who's connected to celebs to get their clothing line out there. Yeah, you know, just investing.
Even with that, like, you have to even realize that you yourself are a business.
Period.
Because there are some media hosts who don't even understand that they're a business.
Nope. That's the creative side of entrepreneurship is who can I work with? When I see them, oh, he's in real estate, but how can I connect my job and his job to then make even more of a bag?
Yeah, and sometimes you have to be aware that maybe you're not, maybe that's not your lane and like sticking.
Exactly.
Stay in your lane.
Right.
Like, you know, like even for me, like I'm really good at the business side of stuff. I also know that there's parts and aspects that I'm not good at. And I have friends who are. I leave that to them. Like, you know, and it's like there's certain things I just humble myself. Like, okay, I just know I'm not good at this part. I can create it. I have a team.
But you know the right, and that's the thing, being able to know exactly who you want on your team, who gets, who sees things the way differently from what you see it, so that it can be a fun collaboration.
Yeah, because that's the only way that you grow a business, right? And it's like, even if you're going to be doing media, even with, like, my media stuff, yes, because I went to school to be a multimedia journalist, I can edit, I can shoot, I can interview, I can do every single thing, but my strength is being on camera talking to you.
Right.
Now, I can edit a video and it'll be cute, but I would prefer for someone else to edit it.
Same. Last but not least, staying true to yourself, staying true to everything that we just spoke about, really.
Yeah.
Being okay and loving yourself and loving where you, like, being able to pat yourself on the back and say, you know what, I've gotten this far and I'm proud of myself for where I am, and it's okay to make mistakes. As long as I still have my eye on the prize, but with pride.
Be who you are, because of course there's going to be people who are going to want you to act a certain way.
Or
they want you to do a certain thing that doesn't really go with your values.
Right,
and
right.
With, like, what you are. If you're not a jerk, don't be a jerk.
Right. Yeah. And I think a lot of people are a slave to the check. Well, we will literally, there are so many stories that we can talk about where people, like, coming from someone who is their own brand, the image is my own brand.
Yeah.
Of course, I've been offered money where it's like, we want to literally make you blonde. And it's like, no, I'd have to then change all my photos, you know, is it worth the investment, you know?
Yeah.
Don't change yourself for a check unless it really is, you know what, I do think I need a new look. If I could get paid to get the new look, why wouldn't I do it? But
yeah, if it falls in line with what you want to do and what you want to be, go for it.
That's about it, you guys. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure you share, comment, and like if you can relate to anything that we said, or maybe there's some questions that you have that we can answer on the next one or respond here. Definitely leave that below. Make sure to follow me at KalimaCamTV for more.
And if you guys want any branding or business advice or tips, you guys can go to imakeshit.com. On Instagram, spell out the word dot, and then you guys can send me an email about your brand or your business, and then we can do a brand about it for you.
I'll see you guys.